Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a plain old-school jungle arp and turning it into something that feels swingy, tuned, human, and properly rolled in Ableton Live 12. Not just a loop, we want a jungle-flavored melodic hook that locks with chopped breaks, leaves space for the sub, and carries that late-night 90s energy. This is advanced, so the big idea is simple. Don't treat the arp like a separate synth part. Treat it like part of the rhythm section. In jungle and DNB, the break is the real reference grid. If the arp feels slightly awkward on its own but sits perfectly with the drums, that's usually a good sign. First, set the context before you touch sound design. We're working around 160 to 174 BPM. For a classic old-school feel, I'd stay around 165 to 170. For something a bit more modern and aggressive, go closer to 172 or 174. Pick a key that works for dark DNB. F minor is a great choice here. It sits nicely for eerie melodic material and still leaves room for a strong root in the bass. That matters, because in DNB the arp doesn't just need to be in key. It needs to work with the bass line's movement, not fight it. So start by deciding the role of the arp. Is it a supporting hook, a lead in the intro, a response phrase behind the bass? That decision changes everything. If the bass is busy, keep the arp short and percussive. If the intro is sparse, you can let the arp carry more of the identity. Now create a new MIDI track and load a synth like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. Wavetable is a strong starting point because it's fast to shape and easy to move from clean to gritty. For the MIDI, keep it simple. Build a two-bar motif with no more than 3 to 5 notes at first. Think root, minor third, fifth, octave, maybe one passing tone if needed. For example, in F minor, you might work with F, Ab, C, F, and maybe Yeb as a passing note. Keep the notes in a narrow range, usually within one octave. That old-school jungle thing is often about repetition and tension, not huge melodic movement. Short note lengths help too. Start around 16th or 8th note lengths, then leave a couple notes a little longer to create shape. And here's a key workflow tip. Don't overquantize everything perfectly. Jungle swing comes from tiny timing differences. We want that push-pull, not a dead mechanical loop. Loop your idea for 8 bars, then go back and make changes in bars 3 through 8. That keeps you from falling in love with the first 2 bars and never evolving the phrase. Next, bring in swing using Ableton's groove pool. Start subtle. Around 54 to 58% swing is a good range, but don't just rely on the preset. Apply the groove, then manually nudge some notes. Push a few slightly early for urgency. Pull a few a touch late for that laid-back roll. Keep the strongest notes more stable, so the hook still reads clearly. This is one of those jungle details that makes a huge difference. The drums have micro-timing personality, especially if you're using chopped breaks and ghost hits. If the arp has the same rigid attitude as a spreadsheet, it won't glue. If it breathes with a break, it suddenly feels like it belongs there. Now let's design the sound itself. On Wavetable, start with a bright but controlled tone. A saw or square saw blend works well. Add a second oscillator slightly detuned, maybe with a muted pulse character if you want more bite. Use a small amount of unison, around 2 to 4 voices, and keep the detune moderate. You want character, not a giant smeared wash. Then shape the filter and amp envelope. A low-pass filter with a cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 6 kHz will usually get you into the right zone, depending on how bright the patch is. Add a little resonance for attitude, and use the filter envelope to give the notes a quick opening and closing movement that makes the arp feel plucky and alive. For the amp envelope, keep the attack fast, the decay fairly short, the sustain low to medium, and the release tight. Think about 0 to 10 milliseconds attack, 200 to 500 milliseconds decay, and a short release. The goal is for the notes to speak clearly without clouding the break. If you want an older, rounder vibe, try analog. If you want something thinner and more metallic, operator can cut through a dense break nicely. The exact synth matters less than the attitude of the patch. Tight, mid-range friendly, and not too polished. Now tune the arp to the bass line, not just the scale. That's a big one. If your bass is root heavy, let the arp lean on stable notes like the third and fifth. If the bass is sitting on the root on bar one, maybe start the arp on the third or fifth so the low end doesn't get muddy. If the bass line is more chromatic or modal, simplify the arp instead of getting clever. A good test is to audition the arp in 3 stages. First, listen with the bass muted, then listen with only kick and snare, then listen with the full drums and bass. If it only sounds good in solo, it's not done yet. In DNB, context is the sound. Once the note choices feel right, move into groove shaping. Vary the velocity so every hit doesn't land with the same energy. Accent the phrase starts, soften passing notes, and use one or two stronger hits before a fill. Also, vary the note lengths a little. Shorter notes keep the break clear, while the occasional longer note gives you phrasing and emphasis. This is where micro-automation comes in. Over 8 or 16 bars, gently move the filter cutoff, maybe to a little wave-eatable position, maybe to a touch of stereo width in transition sections. Keep it subtle. In jungle, a small cutoff rise can be enough. You don't need giant EDM sweeps. A 5-15% shift can make the phrase feel alive without losing the vibe. Now process it like a proper DNB element. Start with a Q8 and high pass the ARP so it doesn't fight the bass. Depending on the register, that might be around 120-250 Hz. If it sounds boxy, cut a little in the 250-500 Hz range. Then add saturator with a little drive, maybe 2-3 dB, just to give it grit and edge. After that, use light compression or glue compressor if needed, just enough to keep it controlled. You're not trying to crush it. Then add a short sync delay with low feedback and filtered repeats. Keep the delay darker so it doesn't clutter the snare zone. Add a small room or dark plate reverb, but don't overdo it. In the drop, the ARP should stay relatively dry. Save the bigger ambience for transitions, intros, and breakdowns. A very useful move here is to put the processing into an audio effect rack that lets you map macros for tone, space, and grain, so you can move quickly while arranging. That's a real workflow win. At this point, if the patch sounds too clean, dirty the source before you go too far with effects. That usually keeps the groove clearer. A slightly clipped synth patch often sits better in jungle than a pristine one that's being forced into grit at the end. Once the MIDI version feels strong, resample it to audio. This is a huge old-school workflow move. Audio is easier to chop, reverse, mute, and rearrange. It also gives the phrase that sample-era feel, which is part of the jungle magic. Record 4-8 bars, then chop it into phrases. Try reversing some tails, leaving small gaps before a snare hits, and using warp only if you really need timing correction. Don't overcorrect the swing. That would undo the point of all the human movement you just built. You can also print a wetter version with more delay and reverb for fills and transitions. That gives you a dry main ARP and a more atmospheric layer to bring in when you need lift. Now arrange it like a jungle record. In the intro, use the ARP filtered and roomy, maybe alongside break edits and atmosphere. In the build, open the cutoff, add a delay throw, and let the phrase become more exposed. In the drop, use it sparingly, maybe only every 2 bars, or as a response phrase to the bass. In the second section, try a higher octave variation or a chopped resampled version. Then in the outro, filter it down again so the track is DJ-friendly. That sparse approach matters. Old-school DNB works best when the ARP doesn't play constantly. Let the drums and bass breathe. Use the ARP in the gaps. Let it answer the res. Let it land after a fill. Let it create tension instead of just filling space. A few advanced ideas are worth trying. You can layer a very quiet second ARP 1 octave up, high-passed hard, and bring it in only for transitions. You can reverse the note order in the second half of the loop for a call and response feel. You can use a slightly swingier version in the intro and a tighter version in the drop. You can even shift a duplicate ARP by a 16th note to create a smeared rolling effect. Also, pay attention to octave discipline. If the ARP crowds the bass, move it up before reaching for more EQ. EQ is not always the first fix. Sometimes the issue is just the register. Keep the low part of the ARP mono if needed, and keep your stereo excitement above the low mids. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar ARP in F minor, G minor, or D minor using no more than 5 notes. Apply groove pool swing around 54-58%. Design it with wave-eatable, analog, or operator. Process it with a Q8, saturator, and delay. Then resample 4 bars to audio and make one alternate version with more filter movement, a darker reverb tail, or chopped variation. Aim for one version that works as an intro hook and one that works as a drop embellishment. If both versions still feel good with the same drums and bass line, you're in the pocket. So the big takeaway is this. Start with key, roll, and context. Keep the ARP short and melodic. Use jungle swing with both groove pool and manual nudging. Tune it against the bass line, not just the scale. Shape it with stock Ableton tools. Resample early, and arrange it like a hook or response, not a wall of notes. If you get the swing, tuning, and placement right, even a simple ARP becomes a full identity element. And that is exactly the kind of detail that makes old-school jungle vibes feel alive.